Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now here's Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Good morning, St. Louis. Welcome to the Ryan Kelly Morning After, broadcasting live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studio on the still all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. I am Charlie Marlowe, filling in for Tim McKernan. We've got the Cat. We've got Doug. We've got Plowsy. We've got Iggy. We've got Sea Monster. And it's a Thanksgiving weekend. So let's start with Cat. What are you thankful for? 3, 2, and 1.
I'm thankful for this great country in which we live in. I'm thankful for being gainfully employed and working with people who have the same passion for AM sports talk radio that I have. I'm thankful for my family. And I'm thankful that we have a general manager for our local baseball team like Michael Gersh and president of baseball ops John Mozeliak, who will bring home Giancarlo Stanton.
That's what I'm
thankful for.
Formal offer, Doug.
Boy, that was quite the rights holder speech right there, fellas.
What, because I love my family?
No, the last part.
Well, go ahead and say that you hate yours, and then we'll move on.
No, the last part.
All right. Well, clarify that.
I'm thankful for all that stuff, too.
You're thankful for my family?
Well, sure.
Well, that's kind of you.
Yeah, everyone's family. I'm thankful for families in general.
You are pro-family. You've been very clear about that.
Yeah. Family values.
Yeah. Well, I'm just afraid I'm not going to be much good to you, though, this morning.
What now?
I'm just kind of blue. I'm just kind of upset that the weather's turning.
Yeah.
I dislike cold winter weather so much that I'm just kind of blue.
I'm thankful also that today will be my last day before the Thanksgiving break.
Now, wait a second, Jim Oakes
will have to get up early tomorrow. And I'll have to travel.
Where are you going? Because we're working Friday. Where are you going? You'll be back by Friday, right?
No, I will not.
Where are you going?
Wait a minute. Suddenly I'm getting the stink eye from the people I just praised as having the same passion as I am.
Yeah, because now we have to talk more.
That was all phony baloney.
Now the next couple of days we have to do more work.
Where are you going?
Philadelphia.
What for?
Philadelphia Freedom. Took me knee high to a man. Give me peace of mama, daddy. Never had. We got family in Philly.
They may have the best football team in the country.
Very exciting. Baseball, not so much.
No. Eagles, Patriots,
but Greg Luzinski is going to have a bounce back year. And yeah. I think Jay Johnstone's going to hit 300 again.
Pretty good left-handed hitting outfielder. Is he the one who said he liked hitting more than his wife?
I don't know, Doug.
I think he said that.
Which one, Johnstone or Luzinski?
I think it was Jay Johnstone said that.
Is that so wrong, though?
Well, it raised two eyebrows.
It's a passion for his trade.
It raised eyebrows within his family proper.
You have two mistresses, your wife and lady journalism.
That might have been Dutch Dalton, because he married a Hooters girl.
Dutch Dalton.
I think he married a Hooters waitress.
Didn't he pass? It's very sad. Didn't he pass?
He did. He had, I think he had Alzheimer's or something.
He had
at a very young age.
A lot of issues. He believed he could speak to insects. He started acting bizarre a couple years out of baseball, where people were starting to whisper.
Really? He's a good player for a long time.
Very good.
Well, he could talk to insects. I think the issue is, could the insects talk back? Because anybody can really talk to an insect. I could do that.
Well, when I say he thought he could talk to them, I think I was kind of stipulating that he thought he could communicate with
them. Just maybe clarify so people know, because it's our job,
you know what?
informing people not to throw out fake news.
No, it's fine. And I'm going to clarify in song, because I just sang before and it was beautiful and people on the text line really seemed to like it. If I could talk with the animals, learn their languages, that would be. If I could talk with the animals, squawk with the animals. Doug, I was expecting you to help
out. I'm poor lyrically. It'd be so much more fun
if it's an old geezer song. Usually, you know it.
I know the basics of it. I don't know the lyrics.
How about it's Thanksgiving time? Anybody watch Saturday Night Live? Chance the Rapper.
No.
It's Thanksgiving time. Nobody.
Is this going to be a musical version of the morning?
You go. Come on, sing one now.
I've got no song.
Well, Doug, what we got is the designer.
We're also thankful that Charles Manson is dead.
Yes, Charles Manson's dead. We'll get to that in 1 second.
I killed him, by the way.
It's the Design Air Heating and Cooling. 7 o'clock hour, Design Air Heating and Cooling, Doug, has over 75 HVAC technicians, so they always provide fast and friendly service. DesignAirService.com. Design Air is the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It is hard to stop a train. Captain's Log, brought to you by Four Seasons Penske Trucks. 9 o'clock, TJ Moe talking Mizzou football. 5 straight wins, Doug. You said they couldn't do it. I knew all along this was going to happen. I saw it. I saw it all along.
Saw it coming? I think we all did. After they'd lost, 5 of their first 6? I think we all figured they wouldn't lose another
Here's
game.
Here's the thing.
They wouldn't even have a close game.
It's a turnaround. He said it. Remember when he went on his rant?
Yeah.
You know what he said? He said it's a
turnaround. Well, I wish they had started the turnaround.
Is that Odom? Sounds like he's in a bathroom.
Yeah, that's not Odom, is it?
Yes, it is.
It is. Mizzou,
you don't remember that rant?
I do,
but that didn't sound
quality.
Like it.
Yeah, it's from Tiger.
Yeah, hear it one more time, please.
It's a turnaround.
It doesn't sound like
it. It's a turnaround. He said it's a narrative. He mentioned the other coaches, Smith, Pinkle. They all had to turn things around. It's a turnaround.
I just wish they'd turned it around like in August and not waited until the middle of the season. This team could easily be 10-2. I mean, they had the easiest SEC schedule you will ever play.
Yeah, but they had to wait for the turnaround.
They'd love to have that Kentucky game back.
And Doug, turnaround.
South Carolina and
what
Purdue
don't you
back.
Understand?
I think they'd beat all three of those teams now.
Hey, listen, you drip. What don't you understand about a turnaround?
Correct.
What don't you understand
Can hear
about
it again?
Being ready when the season starts?
Can we hear it again?
It's a turnaround.
Okay.
Zip it.
Right, let's just start the turnaround
what do you
a little
wanna,
earlier. Let's get turned around earlier.
I support Kansas that won't shake hands with the opposing quarterback.
No, that's you're the prince of misinformation.
You do like Kansas.
I don't hate anybody. I don't have hate in my heart.
I
like
didn't you say
do.
You did.
You have hate in your heart.
If you have hate in your heart,
Wait,
let it out.
You know, but that's in a way the thing we Charlie and I do on Twitter. It's in a way an homage to you. You can say I don't care for pepperoni on my pizza, and we say, why do you hate this or that? I never said that you have to hate Kansas. I'm just saying you like Kansas. I didn't say you have to hate Kansas.
I like lots of teams.
But you keep saying I don't hate
Kansas. I like lots of teams. Mm. I don't
All right, but
hate
I just said
teams.
You like Kansas.
Rank
no,
them.
Sometimes I hate coaches who think they invented
right,
the sport.
Right, but I didn't ever say you had to hate Kansas.
I love Kansas. I love Kansas.
All
you couldn't
I said
even make
was,
that edit
Kansas.
Clear. There's I love Kansas.
Because you always do that.
Oh, Plowsy, feeling
and
it early.
And I'm thankful for you, Doug, because I think you're a wonderful broadcaster and a fine human being. But I never said you have to hate Kansas. I never brought up the word hate. So your argument...
Your whole premise is that's our arch rival. You're
no,
supposed
not
to
me.
Hate them. And
not
I said, I don't hate them.
That's never
I was
been,
born in Kansas. My
I'm not a Missouri guy.
I don't hate Kansas.
I don't either. I'm just saying you kind of like Kansas. You see, one is the extreme, the other is the other extreme.
But
I never
only,
said you had to hate.
The
All
only
said,
reason you would say you like Kansas is because you expect me to hate Kansas.
No,
otherwise,
I don't.
It's a non-story.
No, I don't. Look.
Yes, you do.
Look, we use in the East Coast, we have the same thing going with Seton Hall and Rutgers, all right? So I don't know this rivalry
sure.
in the Midwest.
For sure.
What I'm saying is you kind of like Kansas. There's nothing wrong with it. I never said you had to hate them, but you always bring up hate like... you have hate. Yeah, you hate this. You hate this.
Well, that's the only reason you would say you like
no,
Kansas.
No, I'm saying
because
you like
you
Kansas.
You want me to hate
and
Kansas.
You kinda,
and I don't.
You kind of already admit you kind of like it. Like Kansas, nothing wrong, but just admit it. I didn't say you had to hate them.
But you would like me to hate
But meantime,
them. Otherwise,
our,
it's not
our
a story.
Missouri Tigers have experienced a turnaround, and you're not giving them any... What did they have? It was a turnaround.
Turnaround
Can
1-5.
Can we give them credit?
5 straight. They're now 6-5. They're bowling, baby. Bowl eligible. Mm-hmm. Great stat tweeted out from Dave Matter right after the game. I forgot to bring my phone in, which worries me. I know it's sitting there on my counter, but it kind of bothers me. I believe the stat, though, was Missouri, the first FBS team since, I think, 1976, Doug, to have both a 5-game losing streak and a 5-game winning streak in the same season. That's what you call cat
turnaround.
What is it? Turnaround.
Turnaround.
Okay. And granted, they didn't get hot against the best teams in football. I get all that. But if you just watch the way they play, their offense is now dominant. The defense is coming on. Granted, not against the very best in college football, but to compare where they were earlier where they couldn't do anything, it is A turnaround.
And you know me, I never give credit to Missouri because I'm an Illinois fan. I find that fun. You know, I don't mind you being a Mizzou fan, but I have to say I am very impressed with Odom. And I thought he was head on a stake after this rant. I thought he was done. But I actually do believe he'll obviously coach next year. And you never know. If they make another bowl, maybe win 7 or 8 games next year, you never know what could happen.
And but this is a team that will care whatever bowl they're in. I mean, it could be the
Tax Slayer Bowl.
It could be, and they're gonna be excited
to
be in it.
But that's a legit Tax Slayer Bowl.
In any other year, bowls are stupid, but this year for Mizzou, it actually is kind of a legit test because you have a lot of haters like myself saying you're not playing legit competition.
Right,
you'll most likely play a decent team outside of the SEC that you kind of judge this turnaround. So I would say the bowl is actually helpful.
What did you call it?
It's a turnaround.
There you go. The bowls are important for teams. It just kind of as a reward to the players to get to go on vacation, get
treated
well
for a week. And they all get gift baskets.
And they get to practice for another 2 or 3 weeks where they otherwise would not.
But don't you think that this team is on a mission to show, like, I think you nailed it, Plowsy, that this turnaround is legit. They're going to be excited to play. For some teams, it's a letdown. You know, they might have had national title aspirations, and all of a sudden they're playing in the Dr. Scholl's Footpad Bowl, you know?
I don't think that is one, but that's a pretty good one. If that should be a bowl.
I was trying to underscore the fact that some of these title sponsorships.
PolandWeedEater.com Bowl. Mm-hmm. Zaxby's Bowl. What's the one, the Poinsettia?
Poinsettia.
Can we call it Poinsettia? Poinsettia Credit Union, San Diego Credit Union
San
Bowl.
San Diego Credit Union
Something
Bowl.
Of that nature.
Yeah, you know what? And there, you know that there's 3 or 4 bowl staffers that work year-round.
That's the gig.
And have fun, and they wear the blazers.
Yeah. And you have to go in person to the game, too, to watch, to see
Oversee.
If they're worthy of your bowl game. You couldn't just watch it on TV and say, or look at the records, Missouri's pretty good.
It's great exposure for your blazer for the San Diego, what is it?
I think it's the San Diego Credit Union
Credit
Point
Union
Setup
Bowl.
Yeah, San Diego
you
Credit
You got to have San
Union
Diego
Point
Credit Union
Setup
Blazers
Bowl.
To say, hey, the boys from the San Diego Credit Union Bowl are here.
But
we
also,
better put on a good performance.
Everybody tries to impress them when they show up in the press box and the owners or the donor suites. They walk around with their little blazers on.
It's embarrassing.
Wow, I wonder if we could impress this guy from the Credit Union Bowl.
That's not embarrassing. First of all, the fact that a local credit union has a national bowl, that is impressive to me. The other thing is, Doug, we always joke about getting out of the TV business.
Yeah.
What better gig?
I can't think of one.
Than to wear the stupid blazer for whatever stupid bowl and go to the games. Oh, if Missouri and Arkansas both get to 6-5, they can come to our bowl in Memphis. Like, that's the gig.
Right.
Because I believe that the chances are their sponsorship of the San Diego Credit Union Bowl and the money that they pay these 4 or 5 full-time staffers to travel the country.
Six-figure
scouting
jobs.
Scouting teams
probably
is not a good use of money. So if you have your money in with the San Diego Credit Union and suddenly they go, no more free checking. Sorry, prices have gone up. You're paying for that guy in the blazer to travel the country to scout.
And sits in one of the seats and he sees a touchdown pass and he nods his head and takes some notes.
Okay.
Oh, we like that play. We might get that bowl.
Yeah.
How exciting.
Listen to this one in 2015.
And then they go to Hibachi Grill and expense it for dinner.
The Popeyes Bahama Bowl.
So that's a fun bowl.
That's an interesting sponsor to the Bahamas
Popeyes
bowl.
Chicken is a little too spicy for me.
I like it.
Do you?
I like the way you said that.
A couple years back, Illinois did go to the Zaxby's Bowl, which is another chicken. It's a southern chicken spot.
Right.
It's pretty good.
They have them in Columbia.
I've never had it.
It's pretty good.
I get the national sponsorship, but I would guess San Diego Credit Union is in San Diego.
But I would think.
So
what good does that do for people all around the country? Somebody watching in Mizzou at Columbia?
Well, you could probably.
I think I'm going to move to San Diego just so I can put my money there.
No, you wouldn't have to move there. You could probably take out a loan there and buy a car or something.
That bowl, according to the text line, ended after last season. It doesn't matter.
You don't.
And it was the Poinsettia Bowl. And can we say Poinsettia instead of Poinsettia?
I actually do say Poinsettia, but because I remember looking at that bowl and seeing. Why do we call it Poinsettia if it's spelled Poinsettia?
Because, look, Jake Arrieta. You don't say Jake Arrieta, yeah.
But it's not spelled that way.
Doesn't matter.
Where do you think he's going to end up?
Cardinals.
Yeah.
Poinsettias are pretty flowers, though.
They are. Beautiful holiday flowers.
They are.
Hey, celebrate
the
repeal.
Do they need a lot of fertilizer?
No, I just leave them in the pot and just put them up around. Don't have to do anything to them.
No.
They die, you throw them away.
Mm-hmm. What about if you want to fertilize the ground?
It's not even tied into that. It's, you bring it up, it's not even tied into poinsettias.
What's better than a holiday murder?
God.
Hey, speaking of holidays, celebrate the repeal of Prohibition Day. That should be a holiday with Budweiser's limited edition Doug 1933 Repeal Reserve Amber Lager.
I had one of those over the weekend. They're pretty good.
Are they?
Yeah.
Nice. After all, it's a tribute to our freedom to brew, Doug. It's a rich amber lager with higher alcohol by volume than Budweiser and is presented in a classic stubby bottle. Stubby bottle. Didn't he play second base for the Cardinals in
Stubby
in
K.
A?
Stubby
you
K.
You are good, mister.
The vintage... Director. The vintage look is inspired by 1930s style of beer. The 1933 Repeal Reserve is in stores now, but don't wait. It's selling out quickly. We are hosting a repeal party at Filoni's on Tuesday, December 5th, to commemorate the day of Prohibition's end. 590 The Fan will be on remote at Filoni's all day to celebrate. There will be AB Brewmasters, Doug, and brand ambassadors. See, a brand ambassador is the equivalent to the bowl game guy with the jacket, I think. Plus, special giveaways at the Prohibition Party. Keep listening. More details to come on this great event, the repeal of Prohibition Day.
I've picked up some ladies at that bar that I think were part of Prohibition.
They were that old?
Yeah.
So they were like 80-something?
They were ready to go, though.
If we hadn't had Prohibition, I suppose we'd have people shooting each other on the streets like they do over drugs now. Just like they did during the period of Prohibition. I mean, if they hadn't repealed that, I expect this world would be an even more dangerous place with people fighting over alcohol.
Is that why you want all drugs to be legal? Are you the one that said that?
I think that's worth a consideration. You know?
What about the unintended consequences?
Well, there's a lot of intended consequences we're dealing with right now.
What about the kids?
Well, then we could give the kids treatment instead of throwing them in jail.
Hold on. What about the kids watching the Kansas-Oklahoma game? And they're like, I love football. And then they see Baker Mayfield grab his crotch. And they say, Dad, what does that mean? They have to explain things at a young age.
He is the poor man's Johnny Manziel. He has less flash and less family money, but he is still, a lot of times, really annoying.
Yeah, but did you see what, no offense, the folks from Kansas did to him?
They fired him up.
Little sportsmanship at the beginning. They won't shake his hand. They look down. Then they try to go after his shoulder on a cheap shot.
Oh, that was after the I think that was after the crotch grab.
In all seriousness, Kansas started it because in the pregame handshake, Baker Mayfield.
I said that.
This
was like a 5-year-old kid, right?
That.
Or was it the players as well that were not shaking hands?
No.
What are you talking about?
I'm trying to explain.
They go to the beginning of the game. They go to shake hands. They have the coin flip. So he goes to shake.
I saw that, but it looked like there were two kids. It almost looked like he was going to shake the angle I was looking at.
I don't know what
originally
you were looking
shaking
at. You must have been really stoned.
Regardless, a handshake is stupid anyways. Who cares about it?
But the Kansas player, I was actually wondering, was there some beef between these guys why he didn't do that? And I read the article, and here's Kansas. Let's be real. One of the worst teams in all of football.
Depends on your perspective.
Correct. But this player...
No, it doesn't. They're terrible.
This player said he did it to kind of fire his team up, to let them know they're not going to walk all over us. And also he said, we know Baker Mayfield's kind of an emotional guy. We thought if we got to him early, maybe we could kind of rattle him. This is a team who is going to stomp you anyway.
Mm-hmm. And then they cheap-shotted him a couple times.
They poked the Bears, what they did.
But over the weekend, four touchdowns?
I don't know what it was, but he grabs the crotch. And then I don't know if this was this past week. Apparently Lamar Jackson, who won the Heisman last year, he's now doing a little gesture where he kind of mimics, I guess I would call it manual stimulation of himself. So this is how college football players are now celebrating with a lot of crotchy gestures.
Isn't it great?
I saw on Twitter somebody said this is going to cost him the Heisman. Shut up.
Oh, no way. He's locked that thing up.
Yeah,
pretty good player.
Best player in college. We're not going to give it to him because he grabbed his crotch.
And then he went right on Instagram and posted the apology. Sorry if I offended anyone. That's not who I am.
He got him riled up at Ohio State, too, didn't he? When
he planted the flag. I'm fine with that, though. Who cares? That's just good-spirited camaraderie.
Gary Templeton did that, and it cost him. He shipped out of town.
Then Iowa State planted their flag at Oklahoma when they won down there. A lot of flag planting.
Do you remember back in our day, 1923, when Princeton stole the other team's mascot?
Oh, yeah. Took the goat.
During Prohibition. Hey, Elysium Restoration Cat specializes in basements, kitchens, bathrooms, and home additions. Elysium does quality work and has a track record of completing jobs on time and on budget. They work effectively with any budget, from basic remodels to your dream project. Plus, they do all this while podcasting like the Dickens. Jason started with an idea and a pickup truck. Over the past 20 years, he's seen every type of job, and in that time, Elysium has consistently provided excellent work at a fair price. Jason and Ryan take care of their customers by being personally involved in all of Elysium's projects, and you can call them anytime. Get more info at www.erdstl.com. Elysium Restoration. Trust is one of the things they build well. We got TJ Moe coming up at 9 o'clock talking Mizzou football. Email of the day presented by Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill. Misty Plops leads NOV. Who's NOV?
November.
I thought it was a person's name. Leads in the month of November with four wins. To be honest. Okay. Either way, let's move on. Okay. Text of the day prize, free cheesesteak from the Post. Email of the day, a suspension special at Hot Shots. You can win Blues tickets anytime they play on Tuesday night just by watching the game at Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill. Check out Ticket Tuesdays all Blues season long at one of Hot Shots' 11 area locations. Now, Doug, I thought maybe NOV was an acronym for an email, or like
we can just move on.
Like
we get
Nick
it.
Nick of Venice. Or
it wasn't
something
obvious
like that
to everyone else. So let's just move on.
But if you're typing this out, just go ahead and write out November. You know, don't
we have
stop
plenty
it,
of
no.
time, plenty of space on this nice sheet of paper.
Right.
I don't know which direction you want to go, but I'm interested to hear this because.
Do you think I care? Which way we go?
I don't know, but I think there are times where Iggy has something on his plate that he'd like to address, and I think sometimes he doesn't want to make it about him, so he waits for like an opening or something. Iggy, I'd like to know if now is a good time for you to address the issue that you wanted to address.
Oh, the thing we talked about before the show?
You said you wanted to...
Yeah, I can. That's fine.
I thought that's what you brought...
I can. No, it doesn't matter.
I thought that's why you brought it up.
Easy.
I said at some point, it
he
doesn't matter.
He said he'll do it. Just relax.
I want to talk AMAs, too, because Gaga won an American Music Award last night. You know, we have fun on this show.
Yeah.
I have fun. I don't know about you guys. I have fun on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And we were kidding around on Friday about Gaga not wearing the jersey.
Mm-hmm. I was
printed on her. Now, I'm on record as saying I didn't think she would put it on.
She heard us.
And it didn't matter to me whether she put it on, just as long as she got it and knew that you know, we appreciated her and that's why we gave it to her. Had nothing to do with wearing it. And I know Kat had some fun with it on the show.
I just think that that's going to cost us Stan, but regardless. And also Amazon.
And then you tweeted that the show is holding Gaga accountable. Now, you didn't tag anybody in it. You didn't.
Plus, I didn't rip her because I actually think she's really talented and a nice person.
But you were having fun.
Yes.
And we weren't honest. We weren't serious at all that, you know, oh, how can you not do it? We were having fun with it.
And by the way, when we say we hold someone accountable on this show, that in itself is satire.
Yes.
Because we don't do that.
So anyway, you had a little fun with it. Now, this guy, Josh Davis, I'm sure he's pretty popular because I think he has 62 followers.
That's not many.
That's how we judge a man.
Yes. He then retweeted your tweet, but he sent it to myself, Lady Gaga, which she's never going to see it, and the Born This Way Foundation. The Born This Way Foundation looks at every tweet that is sent to them. So I guarantee you.
How do you know that?
Because they do. Because
how do you know?
Because I've seen them reply to
don't
things.
Don't they get thousands of them?
No, I don't know how many people are
it's
tweeting at the Born This Way Foundation.
It's not Gaga.
But they do see them all. They have somebody that does their social media and they look at them because sometimes there's questions asked to the Born This Way Foundation. And so they monitor their Twitter. He sends it to them. And I tweeted at him. I didn't retweet. I tweeted just at him. I said, why would you do that?
Why?
We're having fun on the show. Yeah. Kat wasn't serious.
No.
And why would you send that to the Born This Way Foundation?
Yeah, why would you?
Like,
did he answer?
Hell no. He's got 62 followers. And the time he tweeted before that was like 2 months ago.
Yeah, it's been months.
So he doesn't tweet that much.
Why didn't he tweet at me? I was the one that tweeted it out.
But obviously he listens to the show.
He must.
Because he's from St. Louis. So if you listen to the show, you want to call in. Why would you retweet that and send it to the Born This Way Foundation? Other than you try to cause trouble.
Sure.
And why didn't he tweet at me? I was the one that tweeted it, not you.
He didn't even reply to you. He just took the tweet and then he sent it to me, Gaga, and the Born This Way Foundation.
I'll say it again, Iggy. I think she's a good person. I really do. And you know, I think, unlike others on this dais, I think she's really, really talented, like crazy talented. I just feel that her not wearing the jersey probably cost the Cardinals a shot at Stanton and also bringing Amazon to St. Louis.
Well, he'll probably tweet that too. He'll send the audio of this to them. Mm-hmm. But Josh Davis, I don't know why you do that other than to cause trouble. And I just don't get it. And it's
what up, dude?
I sent it to the foundation. See if he gets in trouble.
Why'd you do it, Josh? Hey, Josh, why'd you do it?
And also, you have to think at the minimum, let's say we still get Stanton. Probably we could have got him for Mike Myers. But because of Gaga not wearing the jersey, now we probably have to throw in Reyes.
Right. Would you rather have Stanton or Amazon?
Amazon.
Yeah, I think you go Amazon.
No offense. We would have had both if not for Gaga not wearing the jersey.
And Major League Soccer could as well.
Have. So that's kind of old news. It happened Friday, but I just kind of
plus, I honestly think if Gaga would have worn the jersey, the crime rate would have dropped too.
Oh, probably. Correct. But anyway. That wasn't the point of giving it to her that I can't believe she didn't put it on. We were having some fun with it. And for this guy to just do that, I just don't get it.
Just blame me, too. If they ever ask you, just say, it's Hayes. He's a jerk.
And whether or not they're even going to think about it. But if they see that and think, you know, they don't know anything about what we do on this radio show. And I met three of the members of the foundation Thursday afternoon. Great people. Had a great afternoon.
Great people.
And then they see this. What he's upset because she didn't wear the jersey. What's going on here?
What's wrong?
I feel like you're going to be held accountable for my actions. People should hold me accountable.
Oh, you did nothing, Kat. No. It would have been different if you would have sent something to them bitching, but we were just having fun.
It is kind of like a special kind of person that feels the need to like not only intervene, but just get completely in the middle of just a non-story and make it a big deal.
This Josh.
I don't
this
get
Josh
why people
Davis.
Do that.
Josh or don't understand on Twitter when you're kidding.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I think is hilarious.
There needs to be like a sarcasm button to where it like highlights certain things that you are just joking about.
But that's when it's funny where stupid. if you're joking around with an inside joke, maybe we talked about it on the radio, maybe we're going back and forth on Twitter, where the people that get it are clear that it's a joke, and then somehow randomly people that don't follow you start commenting thinking that you're being serious. And that's what I find kind of funny. That some people truly just don't get it. They actually think you'd be serious saying some of these things that are so obviously sarcastic.
But you had a little Twitter, you had a little Twitter issue, though, the other day.
For example, you prefer a guy that moves a runner over from first to second and is a scrappy infielder rather than the power hitter. People took you seriously.
Many
and that
people.
In itself is many unreal.
People. And then you misunderstood when someone dropped a bully on you.
No, that started because the initial response was not a joke.
I did not mean to stir it up.
That's the whole point. That's the whole point. Also, Blues analyst Kelly Chase joins us weekly on Thursday mornings.
Does he?
Fueled by Petromart. Start all your pregame festivities at Petromart, a proud sponsor of your St. Louis Blues and a proud supplier of Phillips 66 gasoline. Not only can you fill up on gas, when you stop at one of Petromart stores, you can fill up your stomach too, Doug. They offer a wide selection of food, drink, and other goodies to satisfy you and your family. Petromart, clean, fast, and friendly. How about those Blues? Saturday night, wrapping up the Western Canadian road trip, Braden Schenn with the overtime game winner taking down the Canucks.
They come on late. That game looked like it had the feel of one that might get away, and the Blues did pick it up late, and Chen just continues. Doug, you said he was an MVP candidate right when they got
him. I figured he might be.
Yeah.
This is looking like one of the best trades they've made in a while.
No, never.
10 years or so.
Holy moly.
Well, I don't know that you're ever going to beat the Brett Hull deal.
Holy moly. This
but
guy's going to make
right up there with the best trade. Maybe Steen was the last steal like they got. Didn't they get who'd they trade for Steen? What did you do, Toronto?
It was the forward.
He'd had a pretty
Lars.
Good, not Lars, anybody. He'd had a pretty good year and scored 20 goals or so, and they got Steen for him. I forget. Yeah,
don't you think Schenn has the possibility of making Brett Hull look like Eric Boganicki?
No, I don't think
so. All right, bad. I retract it then immediately.
Lee Stepniak?
I don't want Josh Davis to start taking my quote and texting it to Brett Hull or tweeting him.
Who is Lars Eller traded for? Was that Halak?
I think so.
I feel like Lars Eller was another guy that when he was traded, a lot of people thought he could be a really good player. I think he's been okay.
He had never really done it. Schenn has had some good years with Philadelphia.
Yeah,
you wonder what the Flyers were thinking there. They just
that's a rebuild type situation though, because they had players around him with Simmons and Giroux.
He had 25 goals last year for the Flyers, and I think most of them were on the power play. So you knew he was going to help your special teams.
Special teams.
Don't forget about the special teams.
Two first-round picks, though. So, they if they're wanting to rebuild, that's a good way to start to get two first-rounders.
People forget. You know, people think it was straight up. It's fun to say, oh, they got them.
Yeah, two first-round draft picks. I mean, you see the success that the Blues have had in the first round. So there are players that they're going to get that will help. But, yeah, it's a good trade right now for the Blues, of course.
I'd almost always rather have the proven commodity guy than a first-round draft pick. If you drafted a guy in the first round and he turned out to be Braden Schenn, you'd be thrilled.
Only if you're guaranteed that pick will be in the top three. The NBA kind of had that. If you know, like, the Brooklyn Nets or somebody is sending you a draft, a first-round pick, you're kind of thinking that's a higher first-round pick. You're in the top three range. For the Blues, they're going to be in the playoffs, and that first-round pick will be in the lower half. So not as coveted, but still.
You just got to roll up your sleeves if you're the draft people. Just roll up your sleeves.
Just start watching hockey.
Best guy on the board.
If you're picking really early, you can keep the sleeves down around the wrist and button. Yeah. But if you're picking, like, lower third, you better roll them up.
Roll them up because you really got to look for the best player available.
Yeah.
Value. You have to find value.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Doug, value, a good spot to find it, is Design Air Heating and Cooling. It's important to have your furnace checked every year. You said a couple minutes ago, Doug, it's getting chilly out here. You don't like this weather.
I just really don't like the weather.
It's important to have.
It hadn't been horrible yet, but I just still don't like it.
Yeah, but you need a strong furnace. You need it checked every year to ensure safe and efficient operations. So we recommend that you call Design Air, who have been serving St. Louis since 1904. Seth Goldkamp and his family are fourth-generation owners. Design Air technicians don't work on commission, and they provide fast and friendly maintenance or emergency service. Doug, the cat, and Tim are all Design Air customers. Schedule your fall or winter furnace check today at 314-739-1600 or online at designairservice.com. If you're in the market for a new furnace, be like Doug and make your house more comfortable than you ever imagined. Again, that's 314-739-1600 or designairservice.com. Design Air is the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. We have some fun with audio here. We have all kinds of great, great stories to comment on. Plowsy, fun with audio. We have Matt Holliday on the Cat Chat. We have Chance the Rapper. Did you guys watch Saturday Night Live?
This bit, by the way, is gold because it's
similar. Is that the hockey one?
Yeah, it's similar to what Doug does. It's very, very entertaining.
Let's do this.
Like that one.
So Chance the Rapper hosted Saturday Night Live. By the way, Eminem.
Phenomenal.
Eminem was on, and I think he did one performance instead of two, but he did a medley of three songs.
It's like 9.5 minutes, something like that.
And this woman, Skylar Grey, who I'd never really heard of, this beautiful piano player and vocalist, she's kind of tatted up on one arm, but they did the newer song, then they did Stan, and then they finished with, I think, that Rihanna song with Eminem. Anyway, it was a really good, like you said, 9.5, 10 minutes. Yeah.
She was on the AMAs last night.
Skylar Grey.
Playing the piano for Macklemore, who is kind of like Eminem.
She's super talented.
Yeah,
super
she is. Talented.
She's very attractive as well. But Chance the Rapper was the host, and he does this bit where, he's an MSG reporter that normally covers the Knicks. But because that guy was on paternity leave, he had to cover the New York Rangers. So he's this guy who knows nothing about hockey, but is covering the Rangers game. So here we go.
Laszlo Holmes, who usually covers the Knicks for us here at MSG, is filling in for Paul while he's out. He's down there ringside now. How you doing down there, Laz?
In a word, cold. It's very cold all around here. No, I'm just playing. I'm having fun here at the hockey game. Lots of fun hockey going on. Lots of white dudes on skates running into each other at full speed. I don't get it. No, I'm just messing around. But very different from working at the Knicks games. Much colder. The story of the game is one of the main guys on the Rangers don't know how to say his name. It has like 30 letters in it. None of them are vowels. He's playing great, which is crazy because he got in a full fist fight in the first minute of the game. But hey, as they say in hockey, let's do that hockey. I miss the Knicks.
Now, Laz, I want to talk about this Ranger offense.
You should do that.
I meant with you, Laz. Now, they came out of the box with an aggressive offense we haven't seen from them in a while.
That's what's up.
From down there on the ice, who do you think really made a difference in the first period?
Definitely the hockey players, Chrissy. They were the ones who got all the scores. And then you got the goalie, wearing every pad in the world and baseball gloves. He's working very hard, too. It is so cold.
It's really good.
Very good.
I loved it, yeah.
Really good.
There was another really good skit if you want to check it out. Pause, did you watch the whole show?
I didn't, no.
There was a skit where, is it Kenan Thompson, the guy who's been there for about 15 years? And he's very funny. And he was doing Family Feud, so he's Steve Harvey. And
oh,
he's
great. Steve Harvey.
He's great at being Steve
his
Harvey.
His LeVar Ball is gold, too.
So, and the families were his actual family, and then it was this other family, a bunch of white people, but then you could tell that Steve Harvey had had a tryst with the wife, and they're talking, oh, 17, 18 years ago. Yeah, you don't remember Tempe? You were there for a show? And then the final kid is Chance the Rapper, who's kind of a light-skinned African-American. So clearly this was Steve Harvey's kid in the skit, and he sounds just like him, and he honestly looks like it would be if Steve Harvey had a child with this woman. And it was really, really funny because he sounded just like him, and he's talking about wearing the suits and the gator boots. Very, very well done.
Their skits lately have been
I feel
been
like
really
I
good.
Saw it. Thank you.
Just want to give you a little synopsis there.
No, I like a synopsis.
A little breakdown. Check it out. I would say those are the highlights. You don't have to watch all the rest of the stuff.
And how old is Eminem now?
I'm going to guess he's about 40.
He might be older than that.
Let's check on that.
He always had a beef with his mom. I always thought he went too far with that.
He's 45.
45?
Yep.
Still bringing it.
We're still bringing it, Doug.
What do you think his net worth is?
Oh, it's $30
million. No, I'm going to say about $500 million.
I'm going to say about $250.
I'm going to say $186
million. How much?
$190 million.
Oh, Lord. Boy, good. Boy,
I thought he got in on that Beats by Dre deal. Maybe he didn't. But he also, isn't he part of the label?
Yeah.
Interscope?
Well, I think he is in the Beats by Dre deal, but I'm not for sure how lucrative of a stake he has. And I know Dre kills it.
He got a billion for that, I believe. Dr. Dre.
Oh, yeah. I think of more. I think it was in the $2 billion range. It was insane. Yeah, they have a nice documentary about that as well.
Jimmy Iovine split it, though.
There was some. There was an accounting firm that has some of our members at JHE.
And you're doing well.
Yeah, they got a nice chunk of that, too.
I mean, he's so vile. Probably. Don't you think we could play my song, the dance hit, and make $190 million for all of us?
You could, but you would have to make more than just one 30-second hit.
Well, we can come up with more if it's all just mixed in like that, if it's all just edited.
Can you rap?
It's his lyrics that really bring the audience in, Doug.
Lyrically gifted.
I'm not a rapper, I'm a singer. We've got the song. At first I was repulsed by it all, but then I thought, wait, he's worth $190 million?
What, hey about guys. What about the other sound?
What's that?
You had Matt Holliday, who will be on the Cat Chat podcast, yeah. And we always have to promote.
Let's just play the stuff that benefits you.
By the way, before you do this.
Yeah.
I was reading some concerts that have grossed the most money this year. Guns N' Roses, and I think they're going into the second part of their year-long tour. $600 million they have grossed in their tour.
Really?
How many stops is that?
I don't know, but $600 million they've grossed
just
on their tour.
Just this year?
Yeah.
Depends who's handling. If JHE is handling the arrangements, the net will not be as lucrative as the gross.
A lot of overhead.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't even imagine that much
money. Lost
money
on that tour.
A lot of guys wearing bowl jackets that need their $250,000 greasing. That doesn't shock me that much, though. If you think Guns N' Roses, probably most of the fans are, what, 45, 50 now? Got some money. Haven't seen them in a while.
And what, it costs $150 for a ticket, probably, average?
They got some spending power.
You get 20,000 people in a building paying $150 a ticket.
Yeah, I'm always curious too.
Is that when concessions
these big bands,
as well, like what they sell?
No, it's okay. Just ticket prices. But I'm just curious how much the band gets out of that, how much the label gets out of that, how much the band gets out of.
I bet they get
concerts.
$35 or $40 million of that. I mean, there's a lot of people to pay when it comes to that.
The guitar player's from St. Louis. Used to play in the band Pale Divine.
So let's plug Cat Chats, because cats can be mad if we don't.
Call
Matt Holliday.
Kitty
wants some candy. Matt Holliday, good get. Tell us about it. Your thoughts.
Yeah, I texted him. I said, hey, you want to come on this podcast? And he said, not really. And I said, will you? And he said, okay. So we talked about his future. He talks about the fact that he will play this year. He
Twins, talks, I'm saying.
He does talk, and I've seen now, oh, yeah, his agent says he's going to play this year. Cat Chats knew that. About 2 years ago, we knew he was going to play this year. He said he wanted to manage, not go to the minors, but he would be interested in managing at the major league level, not coaching, managing, sort of a Mike Matheny deal. And if not that, he thinks his future could be as a broadcaster. He might be interested in that. My thing was, and we had this discussion, he's got some kids who are like stud baseball players, and they're in that range where he's going to want to see a lot of that. So now, beyond playing this year, will he want to just take a few years off and watch his kids? I have a feeling he will, but he said he's interested in doing those things, and he was a little uncomfortable with not playing at all in the postseason for the Yankees.
So let's hear the clip.
Oh, go ahead and hit the lever, Plowsy.
For years, you were saying, Jim, a guy who is a regional cable sideline reporter of your stature needs to expand and get himself out there. You need another platform, and here it is, a podcast.
I got this being your wife is like, I need you to not be home as much. So whatever you got to do to figure out a way to not bother me as much, we need to get you started with some sort of podcast. So here you are. I mean, how many have you done of these?
We've done a handful. So I think we had Waino first, and then, so you're going to be the
fourth. Yeah. So I'm your fourth favorite. That's cool.
Now, this is nice. Now, Doug, I wanted to talk all about holiday. Somehow they used the one question that I made it about me.
Right, of course.
This was a
couldn't
mistake,
see that
Seymour.
Yeah.
Well, let me stick up for the cat.
Okay. Thank you.
Holiday, if you're listening. You were still playing baseball when we started these podcasts, so Cat wasn't going to bother you during the World Series, even though you were sitting on the bench.
Oh, wow.
He wasn't going to bother you while you were playing baseball while he's doing busy. The other interviews.
Yeah, Holiday.
You know what I see Holiday doing? Maybe managing down the road after the kids
will
get out
get
of
an
high
opportunity?
School. You think hell, a lot of guys now are getting opportunities. You're hearing Carlos Beltran's name thrown out there, Raul Ibanez, guys who also, like Mike Matheny, didn't manage in the minor leagues to kind of work their way up. But I think the move is you work for MLB Network, but you're not there every day, where maybe you come in for a week and you do all the shows. Then you go back home and hang out, and maybe you come back the next month for another week. That's the gig. You can kind of do it, get your broadcasting on, but you don't have to do it every day.
I think
he doesn't need the money.
It's going
to
be tough for somebody to go right from player to major league manager. Even Matheny had a few years between, and he worked at stations like this one doing sports talk radio where you really learn the ins and outs of managing.
Correct.
So, you know, that prepared him as much as anything for that skipper's chair.
I like to think.
I think virtually all players, when they retire, wouldn't mind being a major league manager immediately. So to think that you can pull that off, that might be a long shot.
All right, maybe that I'm off on this, but I'll let you decide. I looked at having him on the podcast as sort of a boot camp for future managerial duties. Do you think that prepared
probably a good
him?
Idea?
Yeah, no, yeah. But I mean, he was on it, so I think he'll say, "Hey, I did the podcast. All right, you can manage."
I think you'd really have to be somebody that can embrace all the media responsibilities.
I asked him about that.
Because it's darn near an hour before every game, and it's 30 minutes after.
I said, you were a guy that, you know, sometimes would ditch. And he said, I understand it's different as you're a manager. And I said, what about the second guessing? Because that can wear on you. I go, in St. Louis, it's sort of a hobby. Mm-hmm. And he said he understands that. He didn't say he was going to be managing here, but he said he'd be ready to embrace all of that.
Yeah, well,
and
I'm sure he would. If that's what he really wants to do, he would try to do whatever it took to do the job. I'm just saying I'm not sure how many team owners or presidents are going to give somebody that job. It has happened, but it's pretty rare.
I always thought the shame of Matt Holliday in St. Louis, because he didn't like doing like the group interviews and he just wasn't comfortable with it. People thought he was quiet. And people didn't get to see a sense of humor. He also wasn't the guy to say, hey, look, by the way, I'm doing this for this charity. I'm stopping by the hospital. You know, some
humble
guys
guy.
Played
very
humble,
yep.
and very funny, which people didn't know. But when I used to hear people say, yeah, Holiday is he's a lead by example kind of guy. Doesn't say much.
Team dinners.
They didn't know. You know, I've seen him in the clubhouse just raking guys over the coals in a fun-natured way, sort of like a clubhouse leader would do. But I always knew that the folks that didn't know that were the people that just assumed he was quiet.
You ever stand up in the middle of an important playoff game and say, hey, we need to start hitting and really get people going like Jason Hayward apparently did in the World Series? It really kind of turned that thing around.
Hosted many team dinners.
Did he?
Called many team meetings.
Matty Baseball. Good guy.
Yeah, so good luck to him.
So we got DeYoung on the Cat Chat podcast up until, I think, late tomorrow night.
Call me Kitty Cat.
Then Holiday.
Kitty wants some candy.
Then Danny Mac. And I'll be efforting the next one. Who do you want
to
hear?
You know who I'd like to hear? I'm glad you brought that up.
Bo Hart?
No, I don't know if you can get him because I don't know. He does a lot of stuff. I would like to hear you talk to Jose Oquendo.
I'm going to try to get him. How about that?
I think that'd be a good interview.
How about you actually get him? Don't just try. Get him.
Don't tell us about the pregnancy. Show us the baby.
Wow. Good analogy.
Pretty good, Doug. I like the face you're making, too.
But, Doug, you know what? You brought up you know, guys with no experience and wonder they would get a job, wondering if they would. I think nowadays you have a better chance of doing that because you have so many organizations that they really want the organization run so much more so through the front office that in some ways they'd prefer a young manager without experience that they could kind of shape and mold with their ideas as opposed to the guy who has 5, 10, 15 years experience who's going to be more of a, I don't want to say a conflicting voice, but you know, one of these old school managers that kind of is their own presence, where if you go with a younger guy, you can basically tell him, this is how we want the organization to go. We want to be analytical. We want to do this in terms of the lineup, where that doesn't play as well with kind of an old school Tony La Russa type, Terry Francona type, maybe.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know how many teams that are really in it to win it are looking for a manager with no experience that they can push around, that they can tell,
dictate what to do. I'm not saying push around, but...
Or dictate the way they want things done.
But the Astros, that's the Astros playbook. That is the Dodgers playbook, where the front office is basically going to say, this is how we're playing baseball. Now, you'll make the decisions in-game, but this is how we want to play the game, i.e., do this.
Well, even then, I think the manager would be in on all that discussion. You would hire a manager who agrees with your general philosophy of how to play. You wouldn't just take a guy because he was a good player and say, okay, now we're going to tell you, sit in the dugout, we're going to tell you the moves to make.
I think what Charlie is saying, though, is that there are guys, if you're looking to hire someone who is fresh off playing, hasn't, maybe this guy is, because he hasn't managed a lot of places to get his own style going, maybe it's easier to kind of push him in that direction.
Shape him, mold him like a fine piece of clay dug into a beautiful statue.
I think you're overdoing it now.
Hey, Thanksgiving is Thursday. Don't know if you knew that.
Yeah.
And if you'll be in the kitchen preparing a feast like Doug, then why in the heck would you want to cook the rest of this week? The solution, Doug, pick up Alina's Pizza. It's quick, easy, and amazingly delicious.
For Thanksgiving?
No. You're cooking for Thanksgiving all week. You're preparing all week for this great feast. Right. So leading up to it, today, Tuesday, Wednesday, get all the Lena's pizzas. You don't have to work the other days. You know
what I'm saying? You could put turkey on a pizza and have that for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. If you haven't tried Lena's yet, then here's the perfect opportunity. You have all the times where Lena's is out there. Wednesday afternoon at the Target in St. Chuck, team member Nick will be there. St. Charles, Mid-Rivers Mall, this Wednesday afternoon, handing out free samples of Lena's from 2 to 5. The first five people to tell Nick they heard about this sampling on the show will get a free Lena's pizza and a pizza cutter. Lena's has earned the coveted Peoria Plowboy seal of approval, and like Plowsy says, quote, nummy, 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 Lena, Lena.
Couldn't say that more. That's my trademark go-to saying.
So again, Wednesday.
Really? That's the ultimate praise for pizza is nummy, 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 Lena's, Lena's?
You heard it right, Doug.
It's marketing, Doug. Stuff.
Wednesday, Target in St. Charles on Mid-Rivers. Wednesday afternoon, 2 to 5, our guy Nick is handing out free samples of Lena's pizza.
Never met a guy named Nick who wasn't a good dude.
My brother's name is Nick. Yeah.
I may have Lena's on Thanksgiving. I don't eat turkey. I hate turkey.
You don't eat turkey.
No, I hate turkey. So I usually
hate turkey.
I'm a ham family, so I agree. We're not a big turkey.
You like chicken?
I like ham.
How about chicken? Do you eat chicken?
It's okay.
It's very similar to turkey.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Turkey is so dry.
Well, you're cooking it wrong.
Your family makes it wrong, boy.
It's just dry.
You got to baste. You got to cover it in foil.
White meat is.
You got to keep the juices in.
White meat is, well, my family doesn't know how to cook except for me.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Whoever makes the bird doesn't do it right.
When the smoke detector goes off, we know the food's done, according to my sister. no, it's just too dry. And then the dark meat is just stringy. So I load up on vegetables. So maybe I have a Lena's pizza and the rest of the vegetables.
They get stuffing over there?
Dressing.
I don't know that I've ever heard anyone say they don't like turkey.
I hate turkey.
I actually am with Iggy. Well, I don't know if I have a hatred, but I do not like it. As far as if I had a choice between ham or another big entree, I would take ham or something else.
It's actually good for you, too.
Turkey. I understand
that. I don't
care
about that. It's just awful. The year after my mother died, and my mom always did Thanksgiving, we really didn't feel like having a family cook, so we all went out to dinner. There were like 15 of us. 14 turkey dinners got to me. I'll have the prime rib, medium rare, please.
Oh, no.
I just hate turkey.
You know, Rennie Knott brought up an interesting point on Twitter, and Doug, you kind of mentioned something along the lines, and it's an interesting point, because with all the weird food we make these days, he suggested, why doesn't somebody make a Thanksgiving, maybe for the Thanksgiving week, a Thanksgiving pizza, where instead of the sauce, you have gravy, and then you just have turkey on top of the pizza.
Maybe some dressing in there, too.
I think that would be pretty good, probably.
What's the point of it?
Well, it's tasty.
But is the crust going to enhance the flavor of turkey and gravy?
Okay, but you're sitting there on Thanksgiving and you eat a roll, which is bread. Sure, so you're basically, what do you do on Thanksgiving? You take everything, mashed potatoes, green bean casserole, your bread, your stuffing, your turkey. You kind of, some people throw it all together, put dressing on everything, and boom, you start eating. You could make that with a pizza, except for the sauce is gravy. That's the whole point.
And a pizza comes in such handy little bites.
Sure.
I mean, you can eat it. You can pick it up.
And then it all falls off the pizza.
Yeah, but here, wait, convenient.
Do you think that if you put stuffing, turkey, and gravy on a pizza slice, that it would be the same convenience as eating a slice of cheese pizza?
Num, 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 num.
Nummy.
Turkey pizza.
You can just put all that on a cracker and eat it. You don't need to
put it in a nice bread bowl.
I'm sorry, Rennie Knott. That's a stupid idea.
It's not.
It's funny. You're all saying things like, well, no, it can't be a pizza, but it can be a cracker or a bread bowl, which is like the same exact thing.
I like the pizza idea.
You're looking for a vessel.
Why are you looking for the stuff in? Why are you looking for a vessel? That's the point.
A vehicle.
Why would you need a vessel in which to put your turkey dinner? Why?
Because people want vessels.
No, I'm not so sure they do.
It's already cooked, so you're saying, here's your dinner. Take that off the plate
and put it on a pizza shell,
and then I'll eat it. That makes no sense.
No, you would cook it in the oven, is my point.
Turkey takes like 4 hours. How long are you going to cook that pizza?
Not as long as a piece of turkey doesn't take 4 hours. The entire bird does, but not a small piece.
So you're going to carve up a raw turkey and throw it on a pizza?
Not a raw turkey. Maybe a turkey that's already been cooked.
Well, it's already cooked.
You don't need to put it in the pizza oven. And then you put it on the pizza.
What's wrong with you?
And the pizza slices are so convenient for the hand.
Mister who's pressed for time says, no, go ahead and spend all day cooking a turkey and then recook it on a pizza crust.
Num, num, turkey pizza.
There's something very wrong with you.
You've never had turkey.
I may have some today.
Doug, let's do this. You and I start it. We'll make millions, and we'll cut all these losers out of
turkey
it. How about
pizza.
That? I'm in. Let's take a break.
Too.
Great 7 o'clock hour. Coming up next, we got Fun With Audio. More hot takes on turkey pizza.
Can we talk
9
AMAs
o'clock.
Too?
TJ Moe, whatever else Iggy wants to talk about, AMAs. Charles Manson has passed away. I'm sure we'll have some thoughts on that. That's next on the Ryan Kelly Morning After, broadcasting live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studio. On 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com.